A comedy legend has died. Buck Henry's credits include Saturday Night Live and The Graduate. He died yesterday in Los Angeles at the age of 89. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Buck Henry was the definition of deadpan. In the 1970s, he was a regular on The Tonight Show.
Who could follow the singing dog follies?
Once, Henry joined Johnny Carson just after a singing dog contest.
I've followed a lot of peculiar people here. None of whom have had to be swept up after.
With glasses and elfin features, Buck Henry had a look.
It was cute but naughty.
Comedy writer Alan Zweibel knew Buck Henry for more than 40 years. They first met when Zweibel wrote for Saturday Night Live in the 1970s. Henry hosted the show 10 times.
He was funny, but in a cerebral, subtly sarcastic way.
Zweibel wrote the famous Samurai Deli sketches with John Belushi brandishing a massive sword. Buck Henry played a customer.
Can I have a sandwich, please?
In the sketch, Henry looks utterly unconcerned as Belushi wields his sword.
Cutting tomatoes. Okay. Throwing it up in the air and yelling, you know, while he was making a sandwich. Buck would just continue on.
I'm sure glad I found you open. You know, most of the places are closed this late.
Buck Henry was the son of a silent film actress. He served in the Army in the 1950s and went to Dartmouth. The adapted screenplay he wrote for The Graduate earned him an Oscar nomination. In the movie, Dustin Hoffman's character has just graduated from college. He's at a loss for what to do next and not getting much help from the adults in his life. Buck Henry once told NPR, "The Graduate is about the alienation and passion of someone in their 20s.
Everyone I knew went through it. Maybe it's because, you know, we're out of the 40s, 50s, 60s. But I think it's true today, too. How to get away and what the hell to get away to."
Alan Zweibel says, despite his success, Buck Henry never bragged. Henry made millions laugh, even if they didn't know his name. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.